Chapter 5. Magic is a living, breathing entity. It thrives on the energy you give it. Like all forces of nature, it is neither good nor bad. It simply becomes, based on the user's intent. Feed it love, and it blossoms and grows. Nourish it with hate, and it will deliver hate back to you tenfold. Notes from the Decalo Grimoire. The face I stared into was a mirror of my own. Brown eyes, dark brown hair, olive skin bronzed by both the sun and our shared ancestry. I reached over, tentatively brushing a strand of hair off Vittoria's brow, and yanked my hand back at the warmth that still lingered. Vittoria? Can you move? Her eyes were fixed and empty. I waited for her to blink, then wheeze with laughter. She never suppressed her giggles for long. Vittoria didn't move. I didn't inhale or exhale either. I stood there, looking down at her, caught somewhere between denial and terror. I could not make myself understand the sight before me. I tugged at my hair. I'd seen her just an hour or two earlier. This had to be another one of her stupid pranks. Vittoria, I whispered, hoping for a response. Seconds stretched into minutes. She stared, unblinking. Maybe she was unconscious. I reached over and shook her a little. Please, move. Even with her eyes open, she looked so peaceful. Laying with her shroud tucked up under her chin. Like she was in a deep, enchanted trance, and a prince would soon come and kiss her awake. Something twisted deep inside me. This was no fairy tale. No one coming to break the spell of death. But I should have been here to rescue my sister. If I'd only left the restaurant sooner, maybe I could have done something to save her. Maybe that murdering beast would have taken me instead. Or maybe I should have insisted that she listen to Nonna and stay in. I could have told our grandmother about the amulets. There were 100 different choices laid out before me, and I'd done nothing. Maybe if... I closed my eyes against the rush of darkness surging through me. Which was worse. This had to be another horribly vivid fantasy I created. There was no way this was real. And yet... When I opened my eyes again, there was no denying that Vittoria was dead. A steady drip broke into my thoughts. It seemed so strange, so mundane a noise, and yet I focused on it intently. It helped to drown out the incessant buzzing and whispering I could still hear. Maybe madness was creeping in. The drip slowed. It meant something, the absence of it. I couldn't think of it now. The strange whispering finally grew too quiet to hear, like whatever had caused it had moved far away. A sob broke the growing silence. It took a moment to realize it came from me. The chamber spun until I nearly collapsed. My twin. My best friend. Gone. We'd never drink or laugh or plan our future. She'd never mock Nonna's superstitions or jump out from the shadows again. We'd never fight or make up. She'd never push me to be bolder or tell me to grab my dreams by the throat. I didn't know who to be without her. I had to go on. No, I shook my head, refusing to accept it. There was magic or trickery at play. Vittoria couldn't be dead. She was young and vibrant and so full of life. Vittoria danced the hardest at festivals, praised the moon and the goddess of night and stars the loudest, and always made everyone feel like her very best friend. I didn't know who this still, silent person was. Through my tears, I pulled the shroud completely off, The dress she wore was white, like an offering. It was finely made silk, accentuated by lace. I had never seen it. We weren't poor, but we certainly couldn't purchase something like that. Not unless she'd been saving for the last few summers. The delicate bodice destroyed. Her cornicello missing. I screamed. Her heart had been ripped from her chest. The hole jagged and angry. It was a gaping black and crimson chasm in her body. So unnatural. I knew if I lived 1,000 years, I'd never erase the sight of it from my memory. I stared at the blood, finally understanding the source of the incessant dripping. It pooled under her body and splattered down the altar. There was so much blood. It looked... I fell to my knees, heaving up everything in my stomach. I retched again and again until there was nothing left. I closed my eyes, and the image there was even more terrible. I dragged in breath after breath, but it didn't help with the dizziness. Now that I'd seen the blood, all I could smell was the metallic scent of death. It was everywhere, permeating everything. I went taut and cold in flashes. I slipped forward and splayed across the stone. I tried pushing myself up and fell again. I was covered in my twin's blood. I curled onto my side and trembled. This was a nightmare. I'd wake soon, I had to. Nightmares didn't last forever. I just had to make it through the night. Then everything would be okay. I'm not sure how long I stayed there, shaking and sobbing on the floor. But at least an hour or two had passed, maybe more. I needed to get help. Not that anyone could save Vittoria now. With weak arms, I finally pushed myself back up and stared at my sister, unable to reconcile the truth before me. Murdered. The word clanged through me like a death knell. Fear cleaved through my despair. My sister had been murdered. I needed to get help. I needed to find safety. I needed to... I dragged the stranger's blade across my palm and held my bleeding hand over my sister's body. I swear on my life, I will make whoever did this pay, Vittoria. I looked at her one last time, then ran like the devil was coming for my cursed soul next.